Okay, Declan, Felix and Sean, it's great to have you with us tonight to look ahead to the new SSE electricity season. It's a campaign that's upon us all of a sudden, Declan. Really, there's a nice northwest feel to the Premier Division this year with Harps promoted, and what a way for them to start the new campaign than a home match against Derry City.
Absolutely. I suppose with the excitement of the playoffs, and we were there last year, and we did live coverage, it was great to get the opportunity to win the Premier League and then start off with a home draw against Derry City, and you couldn't ask for any better than that.
Big crowd expected. It promises to be another great night at Finn Park.
Yeah, big game. I suppose down through the years we hadn't had too many good results against Derry, so it was an opportunity to address that issue. Home game, first of the season. Big crowd, obviously good atmosphere. For any player looking to play, that's what you want to be playing in those kind of games. And as obviously, as you said yourself, it's important they get off to a good start.
Yeah, we can look at the individual squads, I suppose, that's in you know, a few minutes' time. But Felix, how important is it for Harps to get off to a good start? I know Ollie Horgan has already said that it's one game. There's 32 league games after this one against Derry. But I'm sure deep down he'd love nothing more than start off with a home victory.
Well, it's important to get that monkey off your back. Mm. You know, particularly when you go into the top echelon, which where you haven't been for a while, you know how difficult it's going to be. You've got to get, the sooner you get momentum, the better. Defeat and victory, as these two boys know beside me, the difference in the dressing room's massive. And if you can overcome Derry in the first game, it would be give them a massive lift. Mm. Harps are going into this on the back, as what Declan just said, on the back of the playoff victories, and there's three little factor about Harps and Donegal, where it's the exact opposite in Derry. There's a lot of apathy about the club in the brand of the way things have gone. You know, they don't see any real quality coming in player wise. So it's possibly not a bad time to get Derry.
And some might say, Sean, that Derry need a good start as well, because you know, you look back on their campaign last year, they struggled for so long in that season and then came good towards the end, just in time to get enough points to stay clear of the relegation area.
Yeah, I think the boys will agree. It wasn't just last year Derry struggled. I think they struggled the season before. And, you know, I'm up in Derry a lot at the moment. And as Felix says, there's a lot of apathy, a lot of disappointment. They seem they've missed out on a lot of their major targets that they tried to bring in. Some of the players they've brought in, there's really not a lot known about them. So there's a lot of pressure there, certainly on Kenny Shields, because Derry are a big club, and I think going into this game, any pressure will be on Derry. You know, Finn Harps are coming up, the new boys, probably not a lot expected of them. And I agree with Felix that if you want to catch Derry, now's the time to do it. And I think, you know, you've only got to look at Harps' start to the league. As Felix says, the sooner you get your first 3 points, the better. And, you know, for a newly promoted club, that confidence for getting a win in the Premier Division helps the changing room, helps you go into the next game, and the longer it takes to get that win, you know, the pressure mounts. So it's a big game for both clubs, but certainly the expectancy is at Derry, and I think Finn Harps can go into the game and really have a go. You know, they're at home, everybody knows here around the table, and that when it's a big game there, the crowd's really exciting, gets behind the team, it's a good atmosphere, and it's a perfect start for me for them coming back into the Premier Division.
Yeah, but after that difficult run of games for Harps, they've got
Shamrock Rovers, Sligo Rovers. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, of those four games, you know, if you look on paper, if you were picking your first four fixtures, you'd say no thanks. However, they're newly promoted, the players will be excited, the players will be looking forward to it. It'll be no problems motivating your players for those four games. You know, they're big games. You're playing your local rivals, you're playing the league champions, you're playing one of the biggest clubs in the country, and then you're playing another local rival. So it's for the club financially and always, but it will be important that they've got to pick up some wins in those four games, and certainly try and pick up at least maybe 4 or 5 points, because that will lead on to the rest of the season. If they don't, for example, if they went four games without a win, the pressure's there straight away.
It would be massive, James. You know, if you went four games without a win, let's say you have 1 point, 2 points, you're under the cosh. The way that Ollie speaks in the dressing room, the way he spoke in the dressing room last year, the way he would speak if you lost your first four games and no points would be completely different. The whole mentality within the dressing room will change completely. Yeah. The problems that are always in dressing rooms are okay when you're winning. When you're not winning, those problems are still there and they become an issue.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why it is vital that they get off to a good start. And you know as well as I do, is it when you ring the manager on a Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday and you're looking for a quote for the paper, you don't want to be asking, well, how important is it to try and get your first win this week?
Right.
And you're asking the same question 3 or 4 weeks later. Because, and then it becomes in the dressing room and it feeds through the whole county, when are we going to get our first win? So if you can get the monkey off your back first, if you can beat Derry in the first game, it gives you enormous confidence and belief that we could be okay this year. But then you're coming up against the teams who could well be first and second in the top three. And if you get anything out of that, would be a bonus.
Yeah.
But you'd be better equipped if you win your first match.
I think the point Felix made there is very correct. If you start losing, any flaws within your squad's makeup in terms of the mentality, the psychology in there, comes to the fore. And as a manager, your job becomes a much more different job. Getting players excited at training. You know, if you're winning, everything's easy. The world's a great place. But especially in football, if you don't win, and I'm speaking from experience here at Galway United. You know, I know the difficulty in trying to lift your players. And as a manager, that's your job.
Yeah.
But you're feeling the pressure as well. So you've got to keep that from your players. So it's a massive game. But one that I think probably the expectancy will be in Derry City, and Finn Harps can go and have a go and test themselves and see how they're going to compete at this level.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think, obviously, if we can get 3 points against Derry City, it's a great start. Dundalk, you're away to Dundalk, it's a hard place to go. Not many teams will go up and get points. So you can set up a wee bit defensively, and it might suit you. And then down through the years, against Shamrock Rovers, we've always done very, very well at home against Shamrock Rovers. So I wouldn't... That's a big game. I know Shamrock Rovers are a good team, and they've bought well again, our butt players in. But down through the years, we've got really, really positive results against them at home.
Well, they started slowly last year. So I think if you're going to play Shamrock Rovers, Felix, I'd rather play them early on, before they get into their stride, before they settle down.
I think that's the case. That's the case with nearly almost everybody. With the merry-go-round that goes along with League of Ireland football, there's only, 10, 12 teams, 10, 12, depending on what decade you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And there's always the merry-go-round that happens every year. And it takes 5 or 6 games before teams get bettered in and get but it is, make no bones about it, it's a really tough start.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really tough start. The Derry one, the first one, can breathe new life into you, or it can destroy you.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a massive game. And the biggest problem that Ollie has is Declan, I don't know whether Declan was there, I think you were, but I mean, I've told this story before. We played Derry, I was the manager of Harps, and we lost at Finn Park, and at a meeting the following 2 or 3 nights later, I asked for a show of hands and asked everybody to be honest, and I said, there's about 18-19 people in the dressing room. I says, well, I'm going to ask you a question, how many people in here really thought before we went out to play Derry we'd win? And 2 people put their hands up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now that's a serious problem. And that's a problem that I'm saying that's still ingrained in a number of people who are going to be playing in that game.
Yeah.
And it's been part of the psyche of Harps for many, many years.
Mm.
And there's no need for it. There's no need for it, but it's easy for me to say.
Yeah.
But when you're dealing with young fellas who are not used to winning, and they've got this thing about Derry, you know, Sean talked about Derry being this big club. At this moment in time, they're not a big club.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
At this moment in time, they're not a big club.
Okay.
They're more focused on getting the stadium changed and everything else.
I think as a club, they have a different,
you know, different outlook,
different perspective on what they want to do for the season. But I think, irrespective of that, I think you're right. The difference this year is that every Friday night or Saturday night, Finn Harps are going to be tested. And it's not a case of, you know, you can raise yourself for one game. We've all been in those matches, but they'll have to do that week in, week out, because your weaknesses will be found out in the Premier Division. And for me, that's the big difference between the Premier Division and the First Division.
Okay. Gentlemen, thanks for that. We'll discuss the new signings at both Derry City and Harps, and indeed Sligo Rovers, in the second part of our discussion. So we'll be back with that very soon. Join us then.